Good morning. A round of rain passed through during the overnight period across interior New York and New England, even some heavier bursts of rain, but most of the action has now pressed through eastern New England and is heading off the eastern seaboard. Drier air behind that rain will leave us mainly dry through the morning and into the afternoon, although still a lot of leftover moisture in the form of low-level clouds and even some drizzle this morning. We may break out into the sunshine, especially across parts of central New York, the Mohawk Valley, and western Catskills. In these locations, temperatures will be up into the lower 70s, but with the clouds hanging on over portions of the rest of the region, it looks like with only a few sunny breaks, it'll struggle to make it into the lower to middle 60s. A wave of low pressure along a stalled-out front over top of us will move through tonight. This will bring another round of showers and possibly some thunderstorms and bursts of rain through the overnight hours, with lows dropping back into the 50s. An additional series of low pressure waves will move through tomorrow, keeping skies generally cloudy with scattered showers and embedded thunderstorms. Some of the storms could pack a punch, especially across parts of the Catskills during the day tomorrow. And with that front pushing through a large part of the region, more places will be well up into the 60s and lower 70s. Behind that wave of low pressure, we'll have a drying trend heading our way just in time for the weekend. We'll go for a mixture of sunshine and clouds and dry weather Saturday with highs around 70, and partly sunny skies on Sunday with highs into the lower 70s. Right now, it looks like it'll be dry and even milder on Monday, lower to mid-70s, before the next wave of low pressure brings us another chance of rain come Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from the mid-Missouri Valley to the Great Lakes today through tonight. Storms should develop by peak heating, continuing into early evening along leftover convectively generated boundaries toward a surface cyclone in the central part of Kansas. The greatest potential instability is expected within the southwestern extent in the central plains. Should storms form here, instability would be more sufficient for potentially very large hail. Otherwise, one or more storm clusters are anticipated to evolve from the Great Lakes to the mid-Missouri Valley during the latter portion of the afternoon and evening, with widely scattered occurrences of severe wind and hail. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Champaign, Illinois at 5:53 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday. The last report of hail was at Omaha, Nebraska at 2:57 a.m. Eastern Time this morning. There were no daily record highs set across the U.S. yesterday, and also no daily record lows. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility, drizzle and fog, 39 degrees with a west wind at 18 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 9 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 51 degrees, the dew point 48. 89% relative humidity, a south wind at 12 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.08 inches, and it is holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 104 degrees at Childress, Texas, to a low of 17 at Kamut, Oregon. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm in the mid-60s, Boston, cloudy with a scattered shower in the lower 50s, and in Buffalo, partly sunny with a scattered shower and highs in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 58 degrees, the low 50, the average temperature 54, that's right on normal for this time of year. 0.16 of an inch of rain yesterday, bringing the monthly total now to 0.7 of an inch, which is 0.49 above normal, and 8.47 inches on the year, which is 2.91 inches below normal. There were 11 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 25, that's 2 above normal, and 5,195 for the season, which is 1,221 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature at Albany today, 66 degrees. The average low, 43. The record high, 89, set in 2001 and 1913, and the record low, 29, in 1966. Sunrise this morning was at 5:46 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:58 p.m., 14 hours and 12 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy today with highs in the lower to mid-60s. Cloudy tonight with showers likely, perhaps a thunderstorm with lows in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy today with highs in the lower to mid-60s. Cloudy tonight with showers and thunderstorms likely, lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, sunshine mixed with clouds and milder today with highs in the lower to mid-70s, although staying in the 60s in the Adirondacks. Cloudy tonight with showers and thunderstorms likely, lows in the mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunshine mixed with clouds in the Catskills, but more clouds holding on in New England today with highs in the lower 70s with the breaks of sun, although staying in the 60s where the clouds persist. Cloudy tonight with showers and thunderstorms likely and lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy skies today with highs in the lower to mid-60s. Cloudy tonight with showers and thunderstorms likely and lows in the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely, lower 70s. Partly sunny Saturday and Sunday in the lower 70s, both weekend days. A mix of sun and clouds Monday, lower to mid-70s. Chance of showers on Tuesday, mostly cloudy, mid-60s. And a chance of showers on Wednesday with highs around 70 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.